Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I wonder if the golf commissioner will be at every event. Will he be at the Rocket Mortgage Classic? Maybe our guest will be able to tell us right now. He is one of the most popular golfers on the PGA Tour. He is Ricky Fowler. Good morning.
Good morning. How's it going?
We're good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Just out here at the golf course. Going to wrap up a few calls, and I'll get to do some work through the middle of the day.
Do some work. There it is. Ricky, yep. We really appreciate the time. It's great to have you on. I'm wondering, obviously, you have a relationship with Rocket Mortgage, and that's probably has a lot to do with your desire to be back here in Detroit, and we'll get to that in a second. But as Stoney said, you are one of the most popular players on the tour. And I wonder how much burden goes along with the joy. I mean, obviously, you're popular for a reason. The guys love watching your game. But at the same time, do you feel that there's an expectation of you and other guys like DJ and Tiger, et cetera, that maybe the average golfer doesn't have when they come out to do some work or other things?
You know, there may be, but in a way, it comes with the territory. You know, I've been very fortunate to have a good, pretty solid career so far. There's a lot more I would have liked to have done up to this point, but they're good burdens to have. It means you've done some good things, either of recent or in the past. So, it's just part of it. So, to be able to have, you know, the partnership and the involvement I do with Rocket Mortgage, and to be here back in Detroit, unfortunately without fans, but. No, it's a lot of fun for me. I enjoy the, like I said, they're more partnerships and friendships for me than it is just, you know, having a sponsor and having a logo or doing something for them. We really try and work together, you know, with Rockets, you know, Rocket Morgan's kind of the vision and Quicken Loans and Dan Gilbert and having the impact they've had so far in the city and what they plan to do. It's something that's very easy to jump behind.
There's another Detroiter who's pretty famous who I also went to your alma mater, and that's Barry Sanders. I was wondering if you guys ever have hung out at all when you came here last year, or is he expected to maybe show his face here?
Yeah, we've crossed paths a few times. Obviously, a legend, that's for sure. Especially go back to Stillwater. I mean, There's not one person that doesn't know what Barry Sanders has done there and the impact he's had on that football program. So I'm not sure if he will be around or not this year, but he's always a fun one to have around. So hopefully he can sneak out.
Hey, were you playing at Oklahoma State when another great, former Lion Brandon Pettigrew was there?
Yeah, Pettigrew and I spent a little bit of time together. Actually, the kind of dorm/apartments that we all used to live in, football, golf, men's, women's basketball, as well as women's golf. And then obviously they couldn't be athletic dorms. It would be kind of 50-50 students and then athletes. But we used to live by all the football players. I used to spend a little bit of time with Pettigrew. And then we'd all be in kind of a study or academic center together. And so he's a little bigger than me, but we had some good times. He's a good person.
You might have better hands than he does, but he is a very good guy.
He's got a lot bigger hands than me, that's for sure.
Yeah, that's true. We're talking to golfer Ricky Fowler here on 97.1 The Ticket. You alluded to it, no fans this weekend, no fans obviously in the last few times you've been out. What is that like? I mean, obviously, You grew up playing with no fans. You've probably played plenty of amateur matches as a youngster with no fans, and yet then you come onto the PGA Tour and you get fans 10 and 12 deep along the fairway. So has it been an adjustment for you, or is that kind of what golf is when you play?
Yeah, it hasn't been too much of an adjustment. It's pretty quiet, and there's not much energy. I mean, I would say of a lot of sports out there, I mean, fan involvement is probably, you know, close to the highest when it comes to golf as far as how close you can get. It is, you know, quiet down the fairway, so you can hear people, what they're saying. And not that you can't at other events, but, I mean, you know, typically it's a little louder, you know, whether, you know, football game, fans can't necessarily get closer than a certain point. There are times where we do hit shots that are not in the fairway, and we end up in the crowd. It's very rare in other sports for that to happen. You know, you might see a basketball player go for a loose ball and end up in the first few rows, but I think there's probably the most fan involvement when it comes to golf. And yeah, it's very empty out here. So it is interesting to see some of the golf courses how you would normally see them without people lining holes, grandstands, or hospitality areas blocking views of what you might see. So in that aspect, it is different, something to adjust to. But yeah, we're just going forward and playing with what we got, and hopefully we can get back some fans in the near future. But I think the first and foremost is you know, health and safety.
Speaking of health, I'm sure you've noticed, obviously, what the DeChambeau looks like right now after the layoff. We just, you know, they just published basically his diet. Could you eat as much as that guy?
Yeah, that would be a struggle for me. I had a protein smoothie this morning. I think I'd struggle on the four eggs and bacon and extra protein shake in there. But it's been pretty impressive to see the transformation. You know, he kind of set out on this about a year ago. And then you could really see, I'd say, in the last 6 months, he's definitely put on some mass. And you're seeing it in ball speeds and what he's able to do. So I think my only concern, you know, Bryson's a buddy of mine, and, you know, we're both Cobra Puma guys. I just want to make sure that he you know, he stays healthy, that his body can, you know, withstand the stress that is put on it with those speeds. So that's my only concern. I mean, love what he's doing, but I want to see him stay healthy. I don't want to see him get hurt.
It seems like you're buddies with everybody, Ricky. Whenever I read stories about you, that, you know, you were rooming the other couple weeks ago with Justin Thomas during all this. It's like, I know you're not going to name names here, but there are guys on tour that you don't like very much.
Not necessarily. I'm someone that gets along with everyone. I've always been, you know, thought to see the glass half full. I mean, there's obviously people that may be nicer than others or have a, you know, different way of going about things. But for me, even when someone may not necessarily be liked by others, I enjoy being around different people and kind of picking out the positives in them. And so we have a bunch of different characters out here on tour, as you're going to find if you have a group of, you know, on a weekly basis out here. We have anywhere from 128 to 156 players, and you're going to get different people. But I enjoy it. These are the best players in the world, and you have to respect that, you know, they can all play. And I enjoy being around all of them. We've got people from all around the world, and it's a good place.
When you guys came back, everybody was saying, well, you know, it's going to be weird watching, but I know you were one of the few who doesn't mind being mic'd. Can you get some of the other guys to get mic'd too? Because it's more enjoyable, although you might have the problem we saw. I'm sure you heard the massive fart by Ian Poulter over the weekend.
Well, I'm sure some people got a good laugh out of that.
Oh, so that was great.
That was entertainment.
Yeah.
You know, I think it's great. I think there's plenty of ways that we're still working through how it can be done perfectly, whether it's mic'd up, trying some different packs and wiring to make sure that it's the best and easiest for the player. And then you look at when the TV coverage is on to PGA Tour Live, even when someone is there with a boom mic, they're going to pick up, you know, pretty much everything that is said. So I think there's even ways to not necessarily have a player mic'd up. And if there was someone with the boom mic kind of within distance, they're going to get basically the same audio as a mic would. So I think it's great just because I think a lot of people at home, as well as golfers, if I'm watching one of my buddies on TV, whether it's a Thursday, Friday, or in contention come the weekend, I enjoy listening to the players talk about what they may be trying to do, what they're thinking about, and then sometimes even after the shot, you know, why'd they miss there, what happened, was it mental, what went on. So it just opens the door to a little insight of what's going on and inside the ropes and what a player's thinking.
All right, before we let you go, Ricky, we do want to ask you about your charity movement this week, Changing the Course here in Detroit. And again, you mentioned this book before. It's not just about the logo on the shirt and everything else about friendships and partnerships. And you really are proving that point with this, because this is a Detroit-specific cause and need that either you or your team identified that you really are working hard at this weekend.
Yeah, you know, Rocket Mortgage and Quicken Loans, Dan Gilbert being the driving force. Detroit is a place that, you know, they're putting money into, and they have been, and their plan is to continue that for a long time. You know, but with the tournament changing the course, there's plenty of initiatives. One of them being there's a 3-1-3 challenge throughout the course of the week on 14, 15, and 16. If a player were to at any point make an eagle on 14, a hole-in-one on 15, and a birdie on 16, that'd be $313,000 donated in their name. And as well as if they just make an eagle, I think there's $5,000 for the birdie, it's $5,000 for a hole-in-one, it'd be, I believe, $25,000. So there's going to be plenty of money earned to be donated in players' names this week. But for me, to be able to be behind a company, to help be behind a city and see the kind of rebuild, it's been impressive to see what's kind of gone on here the last 10 years and what their plans are. So that's just one of the initiatives. But Rocket Mortgage, Quicken Loans, Dan Gilbert, they have a lot bigger plans for the future.
Ricky, it's a great pleasure to talk to you. We really appreciate the time. I wish we could say we'll see you out there this week, but, you know, we're not allowed. but good luck, and hopefully we'll see you next year in Detroit when it's the third year for the Rocket Mortgage Classic. Thanks, Ricky.
You got it. Thanks, guys.
There he is, the great Ricky Fowler joining us here. Jamie and Stoney, 97.1 The Ticket.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.